those are bug bites.
Marks oh, and that, bug yeah, marks no, those are all just midge bites. Yeah. They're a hellspawn that lives out there.
They're the they're the Scottish national bird.
Midges.
You about ready?
Are you ready?
I was born ready.
I was born red.
All right, this everybody. This is
Sid
Sock. I think it's working.
No, okay.
Is it working?
I'm Kyle.
Yeah. This is Kendrick, and we got our special guest, Kevin.
Yay!
And then also Joe's here.
Yay! Hooray for the special. Hey, way down there.
I'm not going to point too far into the background, but this is a current cast, it'll say.
This was last minute.
Half the crew here just got back from Scotland doing the Scotland. Scotland Challenge, or the Scotsman Challenge,
sure.
Or the Highland Challenge.
Challenge would be a Scotsman.
The Highland Challenge. And so I'm probably just talking about that today, because it always is fun hearing what you guys
do.
We'll
rattle off something.
Heard a story about Joe finding mortar shells, and I thought that was kind of fun.
Oh, yeah.
He was supposed to. We just let him loose.
You just let him loose, and then he found a mortar shell.
Just wandered away.
Got lost in.
So, like, how was it?
Wandered away.
It was flipping amazing.
It was amazing. Yeah, it was absolutely incredible.
Does the travel dampen it any at all for you? Like how far you have to travel?
No, that doesn't. It doesn't. It's two shitty days on either end of seven fantastic days.
So it's just one day each. Okay.
Yeah.
You just gotta, I think it's like, wow, 4 days to travel.
The day could be. The travel time never really is a bummer for me. Like, it doesn't negatively affect the experience. It's just a shitty time you got to get through.
Yeah.
And I've always been able to separate the travel experience from the regular experience.
Yes. I wish I could do that a lot better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I guess it depends on how long I stay. Like, I would never be able to go to Scotland for, like, a day.
No, it's the dumbest possible.
No.
And there's people that do that, and I'm like, why?
It's like going to Vegas for an hour.
Yeah.
Like, well, why did you do that? You spent so much time on the plane and then
you
getting to Vegas.
You wouldn't be able to do
it.
That.
Yeah.
Really. I mean, anyway.
Well, it's like anything.
So,
I mean,
that's
honestly,
good.
If you don't spend, at least... I would say at least three times your travel time in a place, you're never going to be happy. You'll never be happy.
Yeah. That's the same reason I like wouldn't drive back to from Gunnison for like weekends, but it was like more than that. Because I was like, 4 hours to get home for a day and a half?
Yeah.
I'm just going to stay in Gunnison.
But yeah, that for me, so our flight out, our travel day out, was late evening, or late afternoon, early evening flight, but you just sit around all day waiting to fly out. So that was a little stressful, but we got to the airport way early and just... drank.
Do you prefer that?
I usually do early morning flights, like, or late morning flights, and honestly, this one worked better.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, I mean, do you prefer getting to the airport way early?
Oh, just getting
God,
like,
yes.
Stupid
yeah.
early? Yeah.
No, I can't get drunk before I get on a plane, because,
always...
like, my bathroom and plane anxiety gets too high, and I have to pee a lot when I drink, so, like, it's a no-go, pretty much.
Yeah. Gotcha. Now, the anxiety of cutting it too close, where you're like, we'll just get there, like, an hour before, because they only let you check in. And, like, do your baggage and stuff 2 hours before your flight. So getting there with, like, just enough time for that to spare, invariably something will go wrong. Like,
that's how I feel about
the
it.
Entire, like, the entire city will suddenly all emerge all at once to get in your way. Or the 36 will just sink into nothing. Well, actually,
that's
a bad joke because that's happening for real.
Hell portal's opening up in Westminster. So.
Yeah.
Well, they're also working on the airport, right? And that was...
Yeah. It's still under construction.
Dumb.
Yeah.
It just was just dumb.
If you find yourself on the wrong side of the construction, it adds just an inexplicable 10 minutes of you having to go
but
up.
But you
downstairs.
Have
yeah.
kind of quick access to the light rail from your house to DIA, because that's one of the straight lines. Is like right
no,
on
not for
federal, that. Right? No? Okay.
No, you still have to go to Grand Central and come up.
Oh, okay.
So it's about an hour and a half to 2 hour trip.
Okay.
And it costs...
probably like $50.
Yeah. Each way.
Yeah.
I've never taken that before, actually.
But it should probably get better as time goes, I hope, because that's
it's
not
all right.
really affordable.
The main bummer is it takes you to... downtown, like where I don't want to be.
Yeah.
and then you have to carry your luggage on and off. Yeah,
that's kind of how it works in Chicago with O'Hare. Like, there's a line that goes straight to O'Hare, but it lands right in the middle of the loop.
Yeah.
So, like, you land and loop, and you have to get on other trains to get to where you're going. So,
yeah, it's a giant pain in the ass. I'm not a fan, especially if you have more than one person traveling, because then all of a sudden, you know, you have two tickets, so now you're paying $100.
It was crazy in London, though. I mean, you guys probably had used trains and.
We
Scotland?
Went to Heathrow.
Trains? Okay. So
and
we like,
we're never going back.
Never going to
Oh, my God.
It's like 3 miles of airport.
Heathrow was a hot fucking mess.
We got our flight delayed at Heathrow. I'm not
Everyone's flight gets delayed at Heathrow.
Yeah.
We almost missed. We had to go through shenanigans to get them to not fucking kick us off the flight on the way out.
Oh, my God, dude.
We did almost the same thing. Like, we were we got our flight delayed so much that it was pushing really, really far into the other flight we had to catch in Iceland. And it was like, no, it's so stressful.
Yeah, for our experience, Kendrick was the only one who was stopped through security the second way through.
Okay.
So they come over and they're like, we got to look through your bag. And they pull it through and there's like 15 people and like 12 bags sitting in front of his. And we have, I'm like looking at the clock and I'm just like, we have 12 minutes to get on our flight. And
so it started boarding without us.
Yeah.
And then we're getting there and it's boarding. And they didn't. They called us, but they didn't call the security. Well, and we called around the gate.
I and Tom Lux, who was with us, we charged down. Kate was staying with him as they're finally actually getting to his bag.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like calling for last boarding. Like everybody else is gone.
You're like,
and on the plane.
Oh,
so we come
now.
Charging in, and as I'm running up, they're like, oh, there must be two of the four that we're missing. Yes, we are. That is us. And they sat there, and we just talked to them and distracted them and kept them busy trying to do something so that the flight wouldn't leave. And they're like, well, maybe you could get, like, another flight into Glasgow. And in the back of my head, I was like, I don't want to have to go through that right now. And, like, we're just like, talking. It's getting, like, God, they're about to just
stop
shut us down. And then all of a sudden, we look over and we see Kendrick and Kate just sprinting down the way. We're
Jeez.
Just like, yes,
yeah, there's
that's
some
them.
Weird stuff there. Because, like, whenever I'm not late for a flight, they seem to leave late. And whenever, like, I would be late for a flight.
They have some issues where they're constantly running into problems getting their airport airplanes around. So every time you land, it's an additional 30 minutes of non-scheduled taxiing because they have to get their shit together. Because
it's, like, again, like a 3-mile long airport. It's insane how big Heathrow
is. And the way they're organized is a nightmare fuel because they've got these stupid buses that don't go very swift and have all kinds of issues. It's just like everything
you
about
know
it
an airport
bad.
Is really good. Like, I think it's Mexico's, wherever you go, Cancun Airport.
Yeah, that was not bad.
Yeah, they did a pretty good job there. Anyway,
Glasgow's is amazing, by the way.
Yeah.
The Glasgow Paisley Airport.
What I was going to say, though, is if you go to the train shit in London is crazy because, like, you'll take the minute, like, the city trains to get to the big train. That's actually the train you take to get to Heathrow. Like, the big, like, straight line train. I don't know what the difference is, but their quality is different. Those trains. So.
Cool.
The Glasgow Airport in Paisley, which is not the same as Prestwick, neither of which are in Glasgow, but they're both P names. It's very confusing. But the Paisley one has two Holiday Inns right in front of it. The Holiday Inn Express, which isn't very good, and then a Holiday Inn, where you can actually look out the window and just about see the floor in front of the departure gate. Or, like, departure check-in.
So it's pretty close.
Oh, so it's a walk. That's
how
it,
bad
so.
Security?
Not very bad at all. Not at all. Like, at all. It's ridiculous. And I've never had to wait very long at any of it. They have a very big duty-free section. There's pubs everywhere on the other side.
Sweet.
The only one problem, and this year was worse than normal. Apparently in Britain, they don't believe in, like, planning ahead onto which gate you're going to use. It's like, here in the States, like, I can tell you what gate the next four or five, like, obviously the next day or so flights are going to be in DIA.
Uh-huh.
Like, that's going to be C-53, that's going to be A, whatever. Out there, it's like, wait, you know, the time will be revealed at 11:45. Well, boarding starts at 11:50.
So
you're like, I don't know what terminal
and,
I'm in.
Especially at Heathrow, that's bad because it takes about 10 to 15 minutes to get in.
Yup.
Inside the terminal.
Yeah.
It can take 90 minutes to get across that airport if you're in the bad stretch.
Yeah. Especially if you're walking. Oh, man.
No,
yeah.
It's a hot mess, and I fucking hate Heathrow.
How about customs? How do you feel about customs either on the way back or the way there?
On the way there, we didn't.
We didn't go through
that's right.
We accidentally our way through customs because we didn't realize we did that. Because there's like, scan your passport here. Okay, take a picture here. Okay, cool. When's customs happen? We accidentally went through an automated totally automated customs system. Cool.
Yeah. And the guy, like, we're like looking for signs. Is like, maybe it's this way. And this guy came over and was like, no, guys, you want to go out the other way.
Yeah.
We turn and we go out. We're like exiting the airport.
Right, because
like,
we didn't realize that we'd already gone through customs at Heathrow. Because we thought, like, when are we doing through customs?
That's good. That's a good customs experience.
Yeah.
That was. I'm not really the biggest fan of customs experiences in general because they take forever.
Well, I'll come back through Texas. We had customs there, and I've had good and bad customs experiences. Ironically, the best customs experiences I've ever had have been in Texas. Because I went up this time, and he's like, where are you going? Where'd you come from? Scotland. Okay. Do anything? Hiking. All right. Have a nice day.
Yeah.
And I even asked him, do I need this piece? No. Okay.
Yeah, like, I guess it just really matters when you're, like, trying to bring stuff in.
Even then, I mean, he didn't fucking care.
Yeah.
Got anything to declare?
No.
Okay. Bye.
Those forms always, like, stress me out on the plane when they hand them to you because they're like, fill this out, but we're not gonna, we don't know how you should fill it out. Nobody on the plane like really knows like what you're supposed to do in different forms for different countries.
Yeah.
And it's like, I'm gonna wing it and hope that it works and I don't get
it. Well, then we went to a machine and punched it all in again and then got a slip.
That DIA one is kind of cool, like, because they have like a full computer thing and they picture your face and all that.
That's
shit.
Getting to be standard everywhere.
That's good.
In the States.
Mm-hmm. It shouldn't be gratuitous. Gratuitous? Yeah. Okay, I'm going to use that word. I'm going to commit.
Sure.
It shouldn't be gratuitous.
Except
you're like done traveling. You just had a good time.
Well,
and like,
what are they
the
really
final
trying
step
to do?
Is like, I feel like if you're, well,
they're trying to get tax money out of you. If in case you brought back a whole briefcase full of liquor bottles you're going to sell or over
cocoa
in a bar.
Beans.
Yeah. Methamphetamine.
I don't like cocoa beans.
It's just the way you said it.
Do you have to dip out now? Are you getting too nervous?
No.
Okay.
You sure?
I don't know where this meeting room is. I think it's a made up one.
Sweet.
It's Dandelion.
That's
not
a real one.
That's not real.
No.
I don't
probably,
believe
it's
going to
be
that's
real.
Real.
We're like, there's a Dandelion.
If you find out that it is real, report back because
yeah,
I'm curious.
Yeah.
What was the coolest thing that each of you did in Scotland that you think, like, pick one? We can talk about it, like, for three podcasts.
I'm going to let you
but
do the one first. Cause
how, what
I mean,
are we at?
Because I don't want to tell you the
good.
Minutes. Yeah. I don't want to do the same one because I think it was the same one.
Well, I don't know. I'm trying to think what's cool to talk about. Like,
I've never really, gotten the whole gist of the Highland Challenge. Like, what the idea behind it is and what
right.
the, like, purpose, point, and, like, function.
First off, I'm going to mention this chair is astonishingly uncomfortable. I like leaning my knee on it, and it's just a piece of particle board.
Gotcha. It sits
it's
better.
It looks like it's padding, but there's not padding.
No, there's no padding. It's just
it cups your butt nicely.
I don't know about that.
It's
just give it a little
okay.
city.
I'll go to the city pool. I mean, that's better than
I feel like
it's better than
it's
cutting
into my spine.
Yeah, but don't do that. You're not. This chair has one function.
Audio quality
Thank
is going to be weird
Thank
in
you.
This one.
I don't know. This room's small and
gotcha.
And sound free. You drive around with it in a car. Usually,
it's true.
So.
It's probably going to be a lot nicer.
I had really yeah. So.
Joe, what was the one you wanted?
Mine was the Highland Charge.
Right.
Yeah. Which, that was
explain it. See how people think.
Yeah. Okay. So it's a combat maneuver that was used by the Highlanders. We went to the location of the last inter-clan fight where two Highland clans fought each other. One of them had government troop assistance because they were mostly loyalists.
Sellouts, yeah.
Yeah. So we were given a brief history of which clans were there. We were then marched up to the top of the hill. We were armed to the teeth with everything that we were able to get. So we had a bunch of people with spears, a couple of guys with sword and shield. I got to be the standard bearer, so I'm carrying the saltire, like the blue and white Scottish flag. And we also had Paul's friend Anthony, who is a piper.
Sweet.
So he played a marching song for us as we marched up the side of this hill. And then according to the historical analogy, the actual account, the guys that charged down the hill had essentially stripped down to only having kilts and shirts. They were running down completely barefoot.
Oh, I think Chelsea said something about running down a hill barefoot.
Yes.
On Facebook.
Yeah, it was the explain things poorly, which was the actual hashtag she used. So we took off our hats and our coats and our shoes, and we sat down, like we all squatted down, and part of the Highland Charge is that like you get down as low as you can, and you angle your shields up because there's musket fire coming over you. And we're laying there, the wind's blowing, Anthony's piping and playing this beautiful song, and Paul is on the other end, I'm on one end, and I can't hear anything he's saying
because
he's just shouting, and he has a very
something.
Thick Scottish brogue, and I'm like, and I just kind of hear like a couple of people go, ah, and they're like the rest of us on the other side, like, ah, just shouting. So Kendrick's like in the middle, so he's trying to like help
relay
convey,
orders, yeah,
which is perfect. You're the
I'm
captain.
I'm not hearing the
orders,
so I'm kind of making it up as I go.
So we're just like, ah, and finally, Paul's like, charge, and we all just barrel down this hill, which is covered with nettles, by the way.
And cow shit.
And cow shit, and sheep shit, and potholes and mud. The miracle of that was not a single person fell down as we were going.
Wow.
And we're running down what's effectively a ski slope.
Yeah. And
wow.
It's a solid, like, you would not normally feel comfortable running down this. So we're just going full tilt.
Maybe you guys looking at the ground to like make sure you weren't stepping in holes.
More or less,
kind of. Yeah, okay, it's more honestly because it's going down. You don't really kind of have to. And all the pictures that they took of us.
Kevin.
See you later, Kevin.
Bye, everybody.
Thank you for your sick word contribution.
Had to leave.
Love you,
man.
Enjoy your meeting.
You do
good.
It.
Good call. It's such a Friday move. It's not even Friday yet.
It's definitely not the day before this is airing. Was that?
But so yeah, we're just like, just going full blast and like the invigoration and like everything behind that. And I'm looking down at the clearing, just like, God, I wish there was something I could just fucking hit at the end of this.
With this flag, you.
And I had the flag, dude. That causes a weird experience because I had to experience like drag. So I'm like, it's being pulled behind me as I'm going.
Did
so
you
to
get
like push
it
forward.
Like,
yeah,
there's
no,
pictures.
We have
there's all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
Sweet.
So once we get those.
I don't have any of them because we were all up there. So,
yeah. So
well,
the,
yeah, can you get
the
them?
Person.
Yeah,
who,
but it'll probably be a couple of weeks before
oh, okay.
I can do them. So.
Yeah. So we'll get that was.
So we'll just save this one for.
Yeah.
That was
sure.
The most exhilarating thing that happened for me. Just completely overall.
That's pretty. It sounds pretty fun at least. Like,
it was badass.
It sounds like the least physically intensive thing you probably did during part of the
challenge. I don't know. We ran down a hill.
Yeah.
That was pretty physically intensive.
Didn't you have to hike up that hill?
Yeah.
Not kind of physically intensive?
Yeah.
Well, the last part of that was we had to go back up so we could go get our shoes and bonnets
yeah.
and coats and everything.
Barefoot.
And barefoot.
Then we found where all the nettles and the purple go fuck yourselves were.
Yeah.
The new name for the Scottish thistle. The traditional Scottish purple go fuck yourself.
You do have a lot of
those are bug
plant
bites.
Marks.
Oh,
and
that,
bug
yeah,
marks
no,
like
those
you.
Are all just midge bites.
Yeah.
They're a hell spawn that lives out there.
They're the Scottish
plant.
National bird.
Midges.
All right, Kendrick. What time are we at?
We're at 16 minutes.
Okay, cool. What's your favorite?
Well, that one was definitely a highlight. I just don't know if it really conveys well. Like, we do those challenges the charges all the time in our demos, and we're like running on flat grass. I had a bunch of tourists or whatever, so
mm-hmm.
it's like whatever. So being able to be there in the place that it happened. Really was a very personal experience, so I don't know how well that like we can convey that with just
sounded cool.
Yeah,
me.
Like,
I mean,
he described it, and those were the descriptions, but it really it was so much cooler than that.
Yeah,
I
can't do it justice, honestly.
Yeah,
I thought
so.
You did fine.
Thank you.
I mean, I'm not asking you to like wax philosophical about experience. I'm just asking you to describe the coolest thing you thought you did.
So
of course, subjective.
Yeah. Aside from that, we also spent like 8 hours on the side of a hill in pouring rain.
Oh,
like we joked about going to the swimming pool to go and dry off a little bit.
Is there a swimming pool at your hostel? Or
no, we were outside a community center that did not like us very much after we kept going in there and washing our hands and stuff. But we were on a hillside with some metal detectors and shovels, and we were just looking for evidence of a different Jacobite battle because we knew that this was a spot where they camped and were bombarded for a number of hours, days? Hours.
Different than what?
Yeah.
Different than the other battle.
Oh, okay.
Much later period.
The one that you guys charged on the hill for?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry,
much
sorry.
Much different, much later period. So this is 1740. It was the 45, I think, right? So they were being bombarded by the Fort William, which is the city near there, and by a boat that was nearby as well that were just shooting the shit out of them. And what they were shooting was 13
inch. Is it that
close
to the coast? Like,
yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Fort William's on the coast.
Okay.
Most of the places we were at were near the coast.
Okay.
Kind of confusing about the highlands is a lot of them actually start at sea level, but it's mountains off the sea level. So
okay.
It's like beach, mountain. And you're just running up the hill.
It's kind of
so.
Like, for lack of a better comparative term in my head, like the planet Ray finds Luke on is kind of like a highlandish area, right?
Yeah, that's
okay.
Very much like the highlands.
Okay.
In its topology, although that's more islandy, so it's a lot more like the islands
sure.
than the highlands.
Yeah.
But the highlands include several of the islands, which is also confusing. But yeah, so what they were shooting them was 13-inch mortar rounds.
That makes more sense with the pictures.
Yeah,
saw
yeah. So that's over a foot in diameter, and they had charges, so they were packed full of gunpowder. And they had fuses that you could cut the length on, and they got really good at estimating the length so that you could either do air bursts where it would fly above you and explode above you, showering you with metal, or hit the ground and then blow up and blow dirt everywhere, or hit you underneath stuff, or hit the ground and not blow up just to fuck with you. So, like, there was all kinds of things. And what we found, Paul was hoping to find, like, a chunk or two, or maybe a musket ball or something.
And not only Paul, but there was like a few other people
yeah, there
that
was,
brought
there was
metal
another
detectors
guy.
And stuff
yeah,
too,
yeah.
Right?
So we actually had like 4 metal detectors in play, and then the rest of the 12 of us on the challenge
mm-hmm.
running around like kids. So we were hoping to find a couple things. And we pulled 100 and some odd pounds of iron out of that hill, and 2 bags of trash because we found a lot of trash.
Yeah, no, but we did a huge cleanup up there too.
Yeah,
because it comes up on the metal detector, so we found a lot of garbage. But what we found was like a good quarter or half of one of those mortars that had must have partially exploded or not fully exploded. There's something about it because it was buried, and they kept pulling chunks out in the same spot.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, that was amazing. And so where they're hauling these big chunks of metal out. And we found chunks on the other side, all over the place. So they found, seriously, God, it must have been 150, 200 pounds worth of...
Do you have it all in that picture?
Not all of
it. Okay,
no.
You should definitely send them that so we can put everything there. Because it was pretty cool to look at, like,
we
the
have a lot of
pieces lined up.
But it was, like, it was seriously, like, no one could carry all of it. In order to carry it down, we found this little bucket that Paul had that was about maybe foot by a foot, 18 inches by 18 inches or so, and about 6 to 8 inches deep. A little, like, camp, not camp stove, like a camp... pan thing,
mm-hmm.
and they fashioned a carrying litter out of it with a log and balanced it between two people walking down, because there's no way you could even carry it one person down the hill.
It was too heavy.
It was just too heavy and too bulky.
Yeah.
I was carrying a piece, one chunk that was a little about as big as my two hands together, you know, like, and that was me having to carry it close to my body and like switch hands over the course of the walk because it was fucking heavy.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that
and this
must have been
fired from like what, half a mile away more?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
So that's what's raining down.
You get hit with that, you're like...
Yeah.
You get hit with that before it explodes.
Dude, it kind of puts that kind of... that battle, like, into context. So, like, this is what's being shot at you.
Yeah.
And what you're getting hit with. Like, that chunk that I showed you in my picture. Mm-hmm. Like, that's... like, it doesn't matter where that piece hits you. If it hits you, you will die.
There are immediately. And it'll rip a limb off. Like, if you get hit in the extremity, it's gone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then it'll knock your ass over because it's not cleanly cutting it; it's ripping it off.
Yeah,
so
that sounds
they're not
crazy.
Fucking around.
Yeah,
crazy, terrible.
Yeah,
my weapons of war, man.
Yeah. So yeah, that was cool.
Well, then the other battlefield was the other one, being able to go through and look at the. We had there's lots of lots of shit. I don't know.
I just thought when we were doing like on Sky, we're all sitting in this big lounge, and Paul's asking us like, okay, you know, like criticism time. Tell me what you guys liked, what you didn't like. I think he was expecting a lot more criticism than he actually got.
The number one complaint was we didn't do enough sword stuff.
Which is...
What other stuff did you guys do?
Because it sounds like right now what you guys did was a really cool run down a hill and then look for metal
well,
pieces.
Sure, some of the things are... We don't want to get into details. Some of them are surprises for the next person to go.
Okay,
But a lot of hiking and a lot of stories. That was basically what it was. Hike to a place... that something happened.
So I was always under the impression that it was more like physical like challenge, not like...
There were some of those. There are some physical challenges. There are some mental challenges. There is normally a lot more sword training, but we kept running into weather problems or scheduling issues or, you know, whatever happened, and we didn't get a chance to do as much. We did a whole day of it, though, which was nice.
Yeah. Is it different history than what you guys had last time?
Yeah, there's some overlap and some new ones.
Okay.
Yeah, because there were places we went to this time that we hadn't been to before.
Yeah.
It sounds like a tour.
Yeah.
Like
it really is.
It's
a
most
whole
badass tour that you could ever go on. Mm-hmm. It's cool. And, you know, it is interlaced with, like, combat training and stuff, too. So, but Paul was asking, he's like, yeah, I was, like, worried, you know, we're all giving him feedback and everything on the challenge. And he's like... yeah, that day on Cal Hill when we're out there just digging and stuff, he's like, I was really worried. Like, as we're like halfway through this hole, this like mine shaft that we've built, it's like, man, I hope like the other guys are probably just standing up there being all upset and pissed and just like standing in the rain. And Kendrick comes running down, hey, we found another one up here. He's like, this is awesome.
Because we split up into groups.
Yeah.
And the one group found the mother load, that everyone else still found shit.
Mm-hmm.
So it worked out really cool. It's a fun time.
Awesome.
Yeah.
It sounds really cool.
It was
pretty
so
good.
Cool.
Pretty good ad for the Highland Challenge.
Yeah. Paul gave us money. Or whiskey, at least.
Yeah. Kevin said that he wasn't the only late one. Everyone was late.
Good.
So.
Oh, good.
Meetings. Okay. But I think that's all we're going to do 25
minutes? That works. 24 minutes? That'll work for me. I'll edit that.
We could probably talk more about the Highland Challenge if you want to.
We have loads
or
of
just
it.
Other stuff you did in Scotland.
We'll have to probably have a couple casts on this one.
Sure, I'm happy. Because
we do have next week's that I have to also do before next week.
What do you mean?
Nothing. Everything's well organized here.
So if you guys like the style of us not driving, I guess you can tell us and we can try to not do that again.
Like, comment, and subscribe as well. And if the comment is stop getting in your car and go take a meeting room instead, I guess we can figure that out. We could also walk around. Kevin Nealon has a podcast where he hikes with people. That's fun.
That sounds interesting.
Yeah.
He's just like in crazy shape where he never has to breathe on the podcast.
No, it's just really awkward. he's got like a selfie stick and he just has it.
He's like,
so it's just like all the conversations. So
well, it's like playing Borderlands where like
you're doing a pretty sedate hike.
Okay.
But yeah, it is definitely that.
I mean, I guess you talk when you hike anyway, unless it's like the incline.
Well, that's why they is in California, so they're usually a little more sedate. He tries to pick less ridiculous ones. He went with, like, I think Jack Black.
Speaking of which, Shanae's D is next week. Next week, so it's going to be fun. Anyway, thanks for listening.
Maybe we'll have a Tenacious D review somewhere.
Yeah.
That would be cool.
All right. Like, comment, subscribe. Kendrick, out.
Kyle's still here.
I'm leaving.
Joe never existed.